All right, please welcome Carl Jordan, the director of the Novato Theater Company's final event of their 2021 season, The Last 5 Years. Carl, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's really great to be here. Thank you so much, very much.
Of course. I want to first start talking about the play, kind of what it's about. What's the history of The Last 5 Years? What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, The Last 5 Years is this wonderful, intimate musical that first got produced off-Broadway around 2001. It's written by Tony Award-winning writer Jason Robert Brown, and it's an intimate window into the look of the five-year relationship of two individuals, Kathy Hyatt, an aspiring actress, and Jamie Wellerstein, who is an up-and-coming writer in New York. And the most interesting thing about this show, and it's very fascinating, is that Kathy Wyatt's journey starts at the end of the marriage, and Jamie Wellerstein's starts at the beginning of the relationship. And they essentially have two timelines, and the songs reflect that journey. It's a very provocative and award-winning show that really stimulates the viewers into looking at who's to blame, is there blame, love, passion, takes in a lot of questions.
Yeah, that sounds really fascinating. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? I see you have a background in professional dance and degrees in musical theater, dance, and drama. Well, what are you bringing to this performance here for the Novato Theater Company in your directing of it?
Well, I love musical theater, and that's my first love. I started out in the professional dance world, and I have had the luck and opportunity to work with a lot of really talented individuals over the years I've been doing theater. And this particular cast of Amanda and Robert, there's just amazing vocalists. I can't say enough about how well and what they bring to the table as artists themselves. I would tell your audience to check them out, listen to what they have to say on stage, and watch what they bring to the table.
Interesting, interesting. And then in terms of directing during a pandemic, how did that change your relationship with them? Were there any, you know, kind of barriers you had to overcome? Did that add another level you kind of had to work around, create this creative performance with these great performers?
Yes, very, very excellent question. This show marked the first time I was in over a year that we've been able to work together with artists in the same room, because the two artists and I were vaccinated. And so the first time we met in the theater, we just hugged and danced for joy and took off her mask. And it was really quite lovely. Most of the crew has been vaccinated as well. And so we're able to do this without masks and without a lot of restrictions, except we don't have a live audience, as the state doesn't allow that yet. So everything will be filmed, and that brings a new challenge, because not only am I directing the actors, I'm directing a film of the show and camera shots and things like that. And it's quite an interesting challenge, let's put it that way, which is really fun to dip into and see what we can work out.
Yeah, it's an interesting kind of quirk we have here with the actual viewing of this broadcast. So it's live on this weekend, June 4th through 6th, but then it's going to be available to view after that as well for a certain time period. What can you tell us about how people can actually sign up and watch The Last 5 Years?
Yeah, you can buy tickets at NovatoTheaterCompany.org, and it's just $15 a ticket. It's a benefit for the company because they haven't opened their doors for over a year now, and will still be dark for a while. And so what we're doing is we're live streaming the show the first weekend, which means we're performing it, what you see is live with mistakes and all. But after that, we'll take the best of the three and record it, and then you can register on the NevadoTheaterCompany.org and purchase a ticket and watch it at your convenience.
It sounds great. That's really awesome. And wrapping up here, we're short on time here, but what's one thing viewers should look for when they watch this? Is there one scene or kind of one line that really resonates with you and this like relationship with the plot of these two lovers between times and, you know, kind of going beginning a relationship, end of the relationship? What's one thing that really stands out for you in your experience working with this?
Well, the biggest thing that in my takeaway with the show is trying to feel that these people are doing their best to make this wedding, this relationship succeed. And at the end of the day, neither one of them are to blame. You want them to succeed, but yet they're better off actually going their separate ways. And so what my takeaway is a more philosophical look at life. And the author has given us glorious, beautiful words to work with. She sings at the end of the show, one of my favorite lines in musical theater now, "I'm covered with scars I did nothing to earn." Magnificent words, magnificent language. The show is mostly joyous and up and fun, and but it also has a poignant and real look at life.
Wow. That's great. Carl, thank you for joining us. You can check out The Last 5 Years on Novato Theater Company coming up this weekend. The broadcast will be online, live, and then afterwards for replay as well. Carl, thank you again. Looking forward to checking out the show.
Thank you so very much.